I thought they had one on one side of the room, one on the other.
Well, some of them did. Some folks did. Some had a stacked chimney, a chimney over here on this side and one on that side, but the smoke went up the same.
Is that where your mother cooked over that, or did she cook outside?
No, she had a cook stove.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and cooked with a wood, stove wood. Had stove wood, you know, to cook.
I just wanted to start. I'll go back.
Okay, Graham, what'd you call things that you laid the firewood across?
Dog irons.
Dog irons, mm-hmm. Okay.
Some people call them and irons, mm-hmm. or dog irons. We always call them dog irons.
Did you ever
irons.
Hear them call anything else?
Dog irons.
What did you call the place up above the fireplace where you set things?
Fireboard.
Fireboard.
Or mantle.
Okay.
Did you have one in your home?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose they all had it that way.
Yeah.
You know, I picture from the movies a mantelpiece like that, and then above that a gun hanging.
Well, older days they'd call them fireplaces, but later on, the later generation on called them mantles, up on the mantle. Lay things up on
the mantle. Did your dad do a lot of hunting?
Yeah, he liked to hunt. He hunted that smart.
I'm sorry, okay. Ronald, I just didn't.
Okay, what'd you call a piece of wood, the big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace?
Backlog.
Backlog, okay.
Yeah.
I never heard of backlog.
I never heard of
backlog. Put a great big old log on the back side, and then the little ones in front, and that log would burn all night.
Well, Graham, what do you do at night when you go to bed? What do you do to the fire then?
Daddy covered it up with ashes so there'd be fire there the next morning for him to start.
Well, what do you call it? Is there any particular word for that?
No, I don't reckon. Just
I heard your grandpa say one time called banking the fire.
Making the fire.
Banking.
Yeah.
Well,
it might have been. That'd be all right, banking the fire.
What do you call a small wood that you use to start a fire with?
Okay.
Well, it's just small sticks of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just small sticks of wood and...
No, you know, the kind of grandpa used to cut up little
sticks. Stove wood?
Yeah.
That was to cook with in the cook stove.
Yeah, or it was, didn't call it a kindling?
Well, we'd have kindling. My daddy used to have a plank sitting by the fireplace, and every morning he'd shave splinters off from that plank to start a fire.
How do you start it, Granny?
With a match.
So you had matches, and mm-hmm. you had to get that at the store?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call the black stuff in the chimney that the smoke left?
Soot.
Okay.
Soot. Soot.
Okay.
I used to take soot and salt and mix it together and get my black gum toothbrush and rub my teeth with it.
I see. Really?
Yeah. It's good.
Right, what kind of seeds do people have back there? What do they set in?
Well, they set in chairs, these old-fashioned chairs, split bottoms.
How about rockers?
Well, they had rocking chairs. They had...
Did you have benches?
Yeah. We had a bench that we eat on behind the table, and Daddy would row us all, children, on that bench, and he'd fill our plates up with something to eat before he would start eating himself.
Okay. What did y'all call this kind of thing? Yourself?
Didn't have nothing like that. Didn't know anything about anything like that.
What do you call it now?
Well, I called it Sophie.
That's what I call it.
You didn't have any of those things?
No. Uh-uh. Didn't know anything about anything like that.
Well, didn't you have any upholstered furniture? You just had bare wood? Is that all you had?
Yeah.